This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Request, I believe, on an all-request rejoin Friday from the great Vietnam Dick, who was once a guest DJ on this program.
Love him.
And he wanted to point out that today was Vietnam Veterans Day. So thank you to those of you who served this country during that time on this particular day.
That's awesome. I would have played the CCR version, but because we'd already played Have You Seen the Rain, I decided to go with the Dropkicks version.
Oh,
there.
Okay. Well done, Chime.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have a different pep in your step, I've noticed.
Thank you, you know.
Since you met Olivia.
All right.
By the way,
I think I might just start saying bongos now every time you say that.
Today's Dress Greg sponsor is Print and Play, and they created these shirts based on something Courtney said on the show once. And the shirts read, "Spank me, it's nice." I don't remember why you said that or what the...
I think it was during the bongos conversation, and okay, we were asking... Yeah. Shime said he didn't like any butt action, and I said spanking is nice.
Okay. Okay, just to refresh everybody's memory.
I think that's
memory.
What it was, right?
It was along those lines.
I'm sorry, I missed what you said because I was previewing audio.
Yes, yeah, I think that's...
Yeah, we know Shime. He likes spanking, just not on his derriere. It's more in his face.
There you go.
That's what he said.
Yeah, he likes spanking and choking on his face.
Right, and you said, I like spanking on my derriere.
Yeah.
I don't want to be, like, asphyxiated, but, like, a light choke. Yeah.
A light choke.
I get you
Spank me, it's nice. That is in... These shirts are in honor of Courtney. And thank you to Print and Play for being today's Dress Greg sponsor. If you want, some of us will wear anything you want on Twitch, as long as you make at least $100 donation to the Greg Hill Foundation. So just go to thegreghillfoundation.org/dressgreg if you want me to wear something for your business or your organization, whatever. News with Courtney coming up at 7:30. That includes an unfortunate incident of drive-through rage, which led to violence in New Hampshire. So we'll get to the news at 7:30. But right now, time for this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the ass.
They said it. Brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. Take the work out of your next work truck. AAAworktrucks.com.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for They Said It. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where should we begin, Shime?
Well, Greg, I think we begin with the Robert Kraft, Davante Adams appearances on The Shop and some of the conversations they have in this edition of They Said It.
Have you guys seen this? I just put it in our Twitch chat.
Actually, I also sent it to our email chain as well. So,
I think it was 90 seconds if we're going to do the actual clock on the
segment. I mean, you know me.
I can tell you.
I'm working throughout the day trying to find content.
Uh-huh.
Send it over to the group chat because I thought it was very interesting what Robert Kraft said. And doesn't Wiggy send the exact same thing 90 seconds later?
Yeah.
Probably less than that. It was about a minute. 79 minutes.
Yeah.
I guess what it says to us is you're not paying much attention to what we all send over.
Everybody sends over.
In the group chat. Send the exact same thing.
No, and I sent a few of them after that.
Yeah.
So clearly you're not paying attention because
you. But why did you include that one that Greg sent?
Because I didn't see the one Greg sent. So then I sent like.
That's what Greg's saying, that you don't read them. Yeah.
No, I do read them. I just didn't see that one.
Yeah.
And I, because guess what? Sometimes you send a bunch of them and some of them are kind of like, boring.
Oh, really?
I read that. What's it called?
Nobody ever responds to mine.
It's the headline thing. If the headline don't grab you, it's like the ones
did
I
did. My conjoined twins that got married.
Yes.
Did that grab you?
That did grab me. See, I saw that one.
Yep. Abby and Brittany.
Have I sent where I've gotten? See, the difference is when I send stuff and you don't respond, I'm like, all right, no big deal. But I send stuff all the time where
you
get
send
no response.
A lot.
I mean, we could talk about that for a minute. I just don't understand. They're co-joined twins.
Correct.
Yes.
And they got married.
Yes.
How is that legal?
Well, so Abby is the only one listed on the marriage certificate. So
right.
I don't know if he only married Abby.
He only kissed her at the wedding.
Right. I did notice that as well.
Yeah.
During the slow dance. Their
but
first
they're twins.
They're conjoined.
It's incest.
Well.
No.
No.
It's incest if he's their brother.
Right.
It's not incest because they're not. From the waist down,
they
one.
Share. Yeah.
From the waist up.
But they have two separate stomachs.
And twins.
Two separate hearts.
Yes.
Yeah, but isn't it really kind of like a throuple? Well, it's like
depends on how you think of it. But yeah. And I think it's Brittany. Brittany also would like to get married one day.
To a different dude?
Correct.
Yeah.
Brittany's not in love with this man.
No.
Abby
how is. She's co-joined with the other one.
I understand. I think these men have to be very open.
Right.
Uh-huh.
They have to have some kinks about them if these men are.
I have a question.
Did they, Rimshot, did they meet on Twinder?
If he is being intimate with Abby, does Brittany like look away?
Yeah, she looks the other way.
Which
but
Brittany,
she feels which... everything because it's from the waist down, they're conjoined.
Yeah, but she still looks the other way.
Yes, Curtis, your question.
We passed it. It's okay.
No, that's fine.
Good. Which?
I was going to ask which Brittany was more restricted by her family, that Brittany or Spears, but.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
No, the other one looks away, and she said that she's not. She has no feelings for the husband of the sister, and that she's kind of, you know, there. I'm not even sure if she's 100% supportive. I thought I saw she might feel a certain way about the guy.
Oh, that
would
be hard.
She has to be supportive, or they would fall over.
No. I mean, supportive emotionally.
They also, I found in my deep dive yesterday after I saw this video, I wanted to reconnect with Abby and Brittany. I used to watch them on TLC, but it turns out that they're teachers now.
Okay,
they only get one pay though.
Oh.
They only get one pay.
One salary.
One salary. Yeah.
Well, do they only teach one class?
Yes, but there's two
then
of them.
Why.
And if they go to the movie theater, they have to buy two tickets, even though
them,
they only take up one seat.
But do both of them teach? Or
yes.
Is just one there?
No, they both teach.
All right. All right. So that's...
They have two different stomachs, so they have to each eat.
Right. From the waist up, they're separate, except from the waist down. And Greg is right. I mean, maybe she's feeling it, and, you know, she just kind of... makes it as it's like a dream. You know, she's having a wet dream.
Like when the two of them, the husband and the one twin, are, you know, being romantic with each other.
Intimate.
Intimate.
Mm-hmm.
Does she just pretend to be asleep?
No, she just looks away.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know if there's, I feel like there's certain things you can't, like, look away from.
Well, maybe she has to, like, You know, sometimes people throw blankets over their heads.
Throw a blanket over her head?
No, well, I mean, she doesn't want to be. Well, she don't want to see that.
That's what Shime's girlfriend does with him. Throws a blanket over his head. all right. Anyway.
Also, some people are very vocal lovers. Like, I don't know. That may be distracted, too.
Yeah. Right. And she's also feeling it. Yeah. So she could be a
story.
Vocal lover.
I read it, see?
Yeah, thank you.
That didn't tame
That's
me.
Tough.
Yeah. That was actually a great story that you sent to the group chat.
Yeah.
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 I enjoyed doing that. It's it good. Woke Pudge up. Yeah. I see Pudge's eyes open.
Not really.
A question from, I think it was on the Subaru of New England text line. Could somebody dress Pudge if they wanted to? Or it might have been in the Twitch chat.
Probably.
Of course.
Okay.
Great idea.
All right. So that's an option when it comes to dress Greg. You can also dress Pudge.
His eyes got wider when you.
And I just sent a story to the group text if you guys are interested.
Is it about Robert Kraft being on the shop?
It is.
All right. Let's get to this, Shy.
All right, Greg. So here was what Devontae Adams said to Robert Kraft about the significance of a black head coach in New England or in Boston.
We've been honest. I think that depending on the location of the team makes that a bigger deal.
What do you mean?
Like a black head coach on the Patriots is going to be much bigger, in my mind at least, than putting a black head coach on the Raiders as far as the way it's perceived. And the same would go for Green Bay. I think that's just kind of the nature
of
it. It's not necessarily
that's
like...
That's actually nice that you say that.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that's just the way that it is. Some of the teams are not... It's not looked at as, you know, like there's any racism attached to it or anything like that. No negative connotations, but it's more of like a... just the history that's been there, and you haven't really seen it happen that way before.
Okay. I mean, I guess. What are you doing?
Talking to Sean.
What are you about? What
he's saying that you didn't send this one, even though you did.
Yeah.
No. Go ahead.
No.
I was just talking to Sean.
We're doing a radio show.
Yeah.
And you are foolishly trying to insist with your microphone off.
Yeah.
To Shime.
Yeah.
That you sent that audio.
And I did.
I sent that audio first.
Go back and look at the text.
Wiggy, I'm literally looking at it right now.
He's looking at it right now, bud.
Greg sent the text, and the exact quote, the location of the team makes that a bigger deal.
It's the exact thing
I sent. At 4:31, and you sent it an hour and 19 minutes later.
No, he said, I'm not yes. about to get into this, so go ahead.
No, continue. You were getting into it.
No, yes, exactly. I was off air, though.
I know, but off air while we're
he's
on
he's not going to get into it now that he saw your text.
No,
I got the text right here.
You're just wrong.
No.
Have you ever admitted?
Corbin, what's that say? That's Greg Hill's text, right? Devontae Adams.
And look it down. Location of the team.
Yeah, makes I know. That a
no,
bigger
no.
deal.
Listen, and then look at this one.
Oh, and no. then I played the exact same.
Never mind.
Have you ever admitted that you're wrong? Ever.
Listen, I'm ever. Trying to do. Listen to what you're saying.
Have you ever admitted that you're wrong?
Yeah, I do.
When?
When I'm wrong.
When?
When I'm wrong.
When? Can anybody name a time that he's ever admitted that he's wrong?
Never.
Like
Cam Newton.
I love the man.
Yeah, I do.
We are best friends, besties, but you can never admit that you're wrong. Just say the words.
I do.
That was.
Say it. You're wrong.
Like Terrence Howard said in 50 Cent's movie, even when I'm wrong, I'm still right.
All right.
I was listening to what you said, so go ahead. I was doing both.
Is it a big deal?
Yes.
Is it only a big deal because it's Boston?
Yes.
And really?
I kind of agreed with Devontae Adams, and that's why Robert Kraft did. Like, the franchise has... There hasn't been, like, any black coaches really connected to it, right, obviously?
Gerard Mayo was a coach here.
No. I think he's talking about head coach, though.
I understand that.
He's talking about the perception of, because he was talking about the Raiders organization and hiring a black coach, and they were a little bit, like, if you're from Oakland, you're a little bit more... fast forward in the sense of when you think of Oakland and the black community in sports.
Okay.
Where I think he's saying, because that's why he also said Green Bay, right? So when you think of New England and Green Bay, don't you think of like kind of more of a predominantly white sports fan town, whereas Oakland, it can go either way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what Devontae Adams is saying.
All
right. I just, Robert Kraft needs to be removed from the stage. Like, it is such a vanity play. Whether he's right or wrong, I honestly don't give a crap. Like, I just hope the team's good. But there's certain hires that representation matters. Like, I'm not getting into that. All I'm saying is Robert Kraft cares about all the things that I don't. Like, the only thing I care about is that this team is better and that there's an investment made into the product. There hasn't been. Like, everything else is superfluous. Are you going to invest in the team to make the product on the field worthy of the fans' attention? Are you going to waste time trying to make people believe you're something else so you get into Canton? The only way you get into the NFL Hall of Fame is if you can show that you can rebuild this organization back to a winner.
Yeah, but that's what, you know, that's what I always say about John Henry, and I think other people. I was happy that Robert made it a point to say, you're kind of right. Right. And when we think of the Celtics, like, the Celtics is opposite. They're an organization that is always kind of, even though the fan base is, you know, predominantly white, but the basketball team has always been presented like, we got no problem with putting black coaches out there, you know, whether it was
you know who the most popular Patriot was in the mid-90s?
ML Carr, or whether
Doc Rivers,
or, yeah, you know, or even Bill Russell, like, in the beginning, or they put out the first all-black starting five.
Yeah.
So I think what Robert is saying is, I see what Devontae's saying. He's not from around here, so the view from the outside is different.
Well, Devontae obviously doesn't know, you know, in some cases, things that you just mentioned, like the Boston Celtics.
Right.
Starting the first black five starters in NBA history.
Right.
So he has the impression, I guess, that right, this is a racist.
But then how city does Robert Kraft mesh what he's saying there with the introductory press conference saying he didn't even know the race of Jerod Mayo? How does that equate?
I think he did know the race.
Of course he did.
He said he didn't see it.
I think he's kind of...
He doesn't see color.
In that point, he's just trying to be like... Because you know how it is.
Trying to be something he's not.
Well, you know how it is. And when somebody... I'm not all, but when some white people are talking about like a black coach or hiring somebody black, they're a little bit afraid or hesitant to bring up race because of maybe some of the backlash that they get. And I understand that, right? They're going to get backlash from maybe their own kind or even the other side. Uh-huh. So I get where he goes, I don't see race,
yeah,
because he knows there could be some backlash for it.
All right. Well, that is a little bit of what Robert Kraft said on the shop yesterday. Mm-hmm. We'll have more of that coming up, Shime. You want to do that at 8:30 or 8:20 or whatever?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
During They Said It Part 2. All right, we'll get to that. We'll get to Courtney in today's news at 7:30. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Team Malone. The Sox are undefeated 6-4 out in Seattle. Raffy Devers starts the season off with a homer. His two-run shot is his second career opening day home run. Tyler O'Neill also had himself a homer in this one. It's his fifth consecutive opening day home run. Another one with the Mariners tonight, 9:40 first pitch. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 8:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. And it took overtime, but the Celtics fell to the Hawks again. Final score 123-122. Jason Tatum had a double-double, 31 points and 13 rebounds in the loss. DeJounte Murray had the game winner in the final seconds of OT. He ended the night 44 points in Atlanta's win. When it comes to college hoops, we'll have an update right after this. But do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's what's trending. Here is Curtis with your weather.
Good news, Boston. Only a couple more hours of rain, and then around noon, the rain will subside. Windy this afternoon, high in the mid-40s.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How demoralizing is it?
Come on, man. I'm really trying hard here to, like, you know, it's not demoralizing. Demoralizing?
No, I'm talking about, it's not the loss. I'm talking about a play like when Murray gets a corner three, contests, yeah. And misses, and then Hunter just simply puts it up for a second chance.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Get the stop.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's hard to. Was that an air ball? That was the air ball?
Yeah, I think it was an air ball.
Yeah, you can't rebound an air ball. I mean, it's. I'm sure there's 10 other ones that, like, we can talk about, but you can't. You don't know it's going to be an air ball. It's an air ball.
Yeah, but they're hitting the boards. I mean,
yeah,
he's by himself.
I mean, listen, if you're looking for me to tell you that they out-efforted us for, like, 6 to 8 rebounds, they out-efforted us for 6 to 8 rebounds. But I'm not going to show the one on film of the air ball.
Little angry Joe Mazzulla for you on whether the loss last night for the Celtics, second in a row to the Atlanta Hawks, was demoralizing. And
what
he
a
says
dink.
It was not demoralizing.
I love Gary Washburn because he doesn't give up either. Like when Mazzulla starts laughing or anything, Gary just continues to go. And he's like, no, I'm asking this question because of this, and backs up everything he asks.
Well, but you got to love clapback, Joe.
Oh, yeah. But a lot of reporters, I think, would have just let Joe speak and then kind of not ask a follow-up. Gary doesn't let that slide.
Well, Wiggy has said it early this morning, and he continues to say it. He's got a new one when it comes to excuses for this Celtics team, and that is they are bored.
Yeah.
They are so good, and they have won so many games.
Yeah.
That they are bored.
Yeah, I think even Paul Pierce said it. He played in the NBA.
But this is exactly what I've been saying, Greg and Wiggy, that teams like the Golden State Warriors or the 90s Bulls or the late 90s Yankees or the Patriots can get bored. They've already won. They know what it takes to win it all, and they're coasting. Look at the Chiefs this year. We all thought they were dead and buried when they lost on Christmas Day to the Raiders at home. But they gathered their players, they knew what was expected of them, and they organized and played well and won another championship. You're allowed that sort of grace period and long leash when you have won. You can't get bored when you haven't.
I mean, listen, if you're a Celtics fan, are you okay? Maybe Celtics fans are okay with locking up the one seed, which they have, and then you spend the rest of the regular season being bored.
Right.
Maybe they're okay with that. It causes me concern. I mean, you may end up getting this Hawks team in the playoffs, and you're coming off a couple losses to them. I mean, doesn't bother you at
no,
all?
No, because there was a point in the game last night.
Not even a tiny little bit of concern?
No, because there was a point last night in the game, and I think Eddie House talked about it on the broadcast, and he was like, and it was when the Celtics decided to kind of really, towards the end of the game, turn it up and play defense, and you could kind of see that, all right, he said this would be a different game if they would have had that approach throughout the whole game. And you could come playoff time, and it's in every sport, the playoffs are so different. The intensity, the way teams are, you're not bored, you're focused, you're locked in. So I don't think that this is something that they're going to do in the playoffs. Paul Pierce said it. He knows better than anybody else. He played in the NBA.
Well, he said he wasn't concerned because they had won 20 of the last 22
right.
or whatever.
And they get to a point where you play that many games, you're that far ahead, and you know you only have, what, 15 games left to go in the season. And sometimes you're like, all right, man, let's hurry up and get this thing over so we can get to the postseason.
I just don't want them to become too stagnant or too comfortable, and then it's hard to rev that back up once it comes to the postseason. And I understand postseason has a different feel, but you get to a point where it's like, all right, if they're just cruising for a period of time, it gets a little stagnant.
Right.
And I don't want them to have to then jump up a big amount of energy to then get back into their glory days at the we saw at the beginning of the season.
Right,
I want them to be pretty consistent at the end, even if you're resting guys, even if guys need a little break every so often, even if they are bored.
But they are pretty consistent except for the past couple of games, right?
But I think Greg's worry is that they're going to continue that throughout the end of the season.
Here's the funny part is, like, a team like the Bruins that was so hot, some of the complaints were last year, and I think you might even talked about it, you might have been on the side of, they need some adversity.
Yeah.
They need, like, so maybe this is the version of, well, this is the kind of the wake-up call. Like, you can't be just going out there and, you know, being cruise control. Because if they're playing great, then we're going to do what, you know, some of us are going to do what we did last year with the Bruins.
Okay,
oh,
but
they need some adversity. Now you give them a little adversity, and now it's like, oh, we want to see them roll teams.
Okay, but you lose to – you're the Celtics. You lose to a team by – what they lose – to the Hawks by the other night, 30?
Were you talking about the game the Hawks were down 30 and came back?
You let them come back. Yeah. You're up 30. You let them come back.
Right.
You let them win that game.
Yeah.
And you don't turn around.
By two.
Yeah.
You don't turn around and you want to go out and destroy that basketball team? You lose in overtime?
So if they win the game, are you still complaining that they didn't destroy the team, or are you happy that they won?
I would want them to win that basketball game. I would want maybe some sort of a designed play to end that basketball game.
Right.
Instead of Jason Tatum dribbling the ball around and taking a clutch shot that doesn't go in, that's contested.
I'm with you on that.
How many times is that going to happen?
Well, that's the concern I said that I might have is at the end of games with Missoula, does he go, hey, here's the play we're going to draw up, or here's what we knew we need to do defensively, especially if a guy is going off like Murray was last night.
Yeah. I just would hope that Missoula and the team view the Hawks the way Missoula views Washburn. That would be beneficial, I think, to everybody.
Yeah, I mean, would I be scared if that's their matchup? Yeah, that will worry me a little bit, but I don't think that it's not doomsday yet. Yeah. And I think we have a different feel when it comes to the Bruins than we do the Celtics. There's a little bit of hypocrisy.
What do you mean?
Well, I think that we give the Bruins a little leeway here and there where we're like, yeah, but then it's, you know, it's the regular season. And then the Celtics, who have been incredible all season long.
They don't get the same.
Well, I think the Bruins are not nearly as good of a team as the Celtics.
Our expectations are way higher for one team than it is for the other. So,
but I
get the criticism of the Celtics. Like I said, the only thing that concerns me is late in games, does Missoula make the right call or get his guys knowing, like, here's what we need to do.
Was a terrible shot at the end of that game.
I agree with you. And that's another thing that Eddie Howe said on the broadcast is, like, you have to have you can't just have one guy dribbling it and then everybody else standing around. Like, have a design play that you're trying to get Tatum the ball or you're in a pick and roll situation.
Also, can I just say AC Martin 23 is back in the Twitch. Did we say that the Celtics were going to blow out the Hawks last night? Okay. So I don't know what he said. He's like, it's time to own up to what you said. You thought they were going to blow them out by 20 last night. What happened, so-called sports analysts?
Actually, to be fair, Scheim had both the Celtics and the Hawks winning.
You were going to say analyst.
I know you were. I corrected myself.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, stopped.
I'm glad you did. All right. Celtics lose last night in overtime.
I just can't wait for the playoffs to get here.
Trae Young.
No Trae Young.
Okay.
And I mean,
all right.
I'm not concerned. Like
I know you're not concerned.
They're just bored.
They make millions of dollars, and they're just bored.
Yep. My expectations is championship or bust. That is it. And if they don't get there,
big changes.
Yep.
All right. Let's get to Courtney in today's news.
It's time for...
It's a piercing sound. It's pop, 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 pop.
The news.
I can't sit on the deck. I haven't sat on the deck in 2 years.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
This is a sicko.
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with 4 locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
It's just constantly dripping.
On WEEI.
Before we get to the first news story, can we get to the first Sweet 16 matchup of the day?
Sure.
3 seed against a 2 seed. Here's the 3 seed.
But I control the food demon.
Okay.
All right. All right. Against this 2 seed.
Chinese! Chinese kid!
Thing is over before it started.
Yeah, right. Chinese food kid is
So good.
It's like UConn last night.
Oh, God.
Like winning by... 50 or what? 30. What was the third? What's the final last?
It was about 30 points.
Can I
kick the crap out of that?
So you don't think I'm going to be more like Clemson, Arizona, where it's going to be like down to the wire and Chinese food kid wins?
That was an awesome game. I watched the whole second half of Clemson, Arizona.
Oh yeah, it was a good one.
And it's so weird, Wiggy, because you're right. All the stars are in women's basketball. We all know about Caitlin Clark and I don't know her first name, but the LSU star
Angel.
And but watching the tournament, it is such a great product. Like I guess I'm ready for Clemson because Courtney ACC, you know, whatever. But I don't know anybody on Clemson. I don't know anybody in Arizona, and I was glued to it.
It's a fun game, but the one thing college basketball that is so horrific, and I don't get how it is when the NBA is built on it. No one can shoot 3 points.
Nobody.
No one can shoot threes.
At one point of the game, they were 11 for 45 combined, Clemson and Arizona.
I think Arizona ended the game, and correct me if I'm wrong, Curtis, maybe 5 of 24 or 4 of 25.
It was awful.
It's just like...
And wide open a lot of the time.
Yeah,
well, that's why you see every team has a really important big man, whether it's like the guy from UConn or even the guy last night from Arizona.
Yeah, the
was a big deal. The guy at UNC.
Guy, you talking about Alex Karabas?
No, Alex Karabas, the Northborough kid. No, I'm talking about Donovan Clingan.
Southborough. But anyway, guess what?
No, I was talking about Donovan Clingan. Like Klingon, like the Star Trek language. Yeah.
By the way, Grill 23 did not slow them down at all.
No.
It
fueled them.
What's your excuse?
Hell no.
Curtis, I walk with a quick gait.
No, you walk into them. set me up there.
I think we're a little bit behind.
Oh gosh, again.
Yeah.
I'm having a great day.
It's a Friday.
I just feel not even AC Martin can bring me down.
Yeah, there is a lot of like people in the Twitch, like, you know, especially when we talk race, like, and they're like, Wiggy don't like white people. I'm like, I'm a proud Bacalian.
You are
half black, half Italian.
But you're being dragged because of something you said yesterday when you guys were bullying me over saying a friendly hello and almost Friday to the Dunkin' Donuts people. Yeah. You said they think you said you only wave to black people.
No, I give my brothers every now and then a couple head nods.
Okay.
But sometimes even then I'll walk past a brother without giving him the head nod.
Okay.
I just like...
If you see an Italian person, do you give
if
them
If I may see an Italian, I'll give him a little head nod.
He gives him the Tommy DeVito.
Yeah. If I'm in the North End...
What about an Irish girl with freckles with a Labradoodle?
She's going to smile at me. I'm going to be careful walking down those lanes.
Okay.
I feel like when I was growing up, a lot of the Irish girls, A, they were tough as nails, and B, they had like 1,000 family members that all wanted to fight. You could never just fight one Irish
person. I have neither.
You know what my favorite...
You couldn't fight one Irish kid because then he brought like 7 of his cousins and his brothers, like, forget about it. And then they were always the toughest nails. You had to beat them down with bats. It was like, forget about it. I'm not going to jail over this.
The best Irish Boston woman name ever, Shalene. Always my favorite.
What about Sherry?
Oh, it's a good one. But Shalene gets the accent a little
bit. Yeah, I try not to smile at any Irish women.
Oh.
I do not want anybody upset.
Yeah, they say...
Kind of a bias.
Well, they are tough as nails. Have you ever seen them fight?
I'm not tough as nails.
So it's out of fear.
Huh?
So yeah, it's completely out of fear.
Have you ever seen Irish girls get it in? And especially ones from like Southie Charlestown and like certain parts of Dorchester. It's like they don't stop.
Yeah.
My Nana was born and raised Southie, Irish girl, and I don't think she has much fight in her.
Oh.
She's a very sweet lady.
Well, I mean, that Southie it's out of control.
Well,
I don't know if you saw what happened at the parade. 10 people were arrested. Yeah. We got to move that parade immediately. Can you imagine, like, they're whining about the parade this mm-hmm. year? Can you imagine what it was like in the 1970s over there or the 1980s?
But there was a lot of fights.
Like,
but there was like half the people.
Shime.
What?
Ed Flynn acting on behalf of a couple of Curtis-like yuppies who moved into Southie 5 years ago.
I've lived in Southie almost as long as I lived in Dover.
Okay. And you know what? And you don't complain about the parade.
No, it was there before I arrived. It'll be there long after I leave.
Thank you.
Yeah. And they will fight.
Give it up. Give it up, dude. He's been complaining all week, Ed Flynn. I got to tell you something. If it doesn't change, this parade needs to be moved. Where is it going to be moved to?
I don't know.
I love parades every year. Also, do you understand that
James loved the parade. When you actually go to the parade, you're fine. Don't go to M Street Park. Don't go around big groups of young kids that are hammered out of their mind. It's not that hard. It's just like outside of Fenway. Yeah. Would you say, should we ruin or ban all rolling rallies for championships?
Right.
No.
There are drunk people that get out of control.
Right. Yeah.
But should we ruin it for everybody else?
And fights will break out, especially in Southie. They've been fighting. They were fighting long before Ed was alive. And they're going to be fighting long after, you know, we're all gone around that time.
I mean, it's a thing when it comes to St. Patrick's Day. People go to the Irish section of the city.
Correct.
Yep.
Doesn't matter if it's here or Chicago or Savannah.
Mm-hmm.
Some people get overserved and they might fight or they might pass out.
Big Irish population in Savannah, Georgia?
It's the
biggest.
It's the biggest. It's St. the Patrick's biggest St. Patrick's Day celebration in the country.
Really?
It has become the biggest in Savannah. Yes.
Wow, that is knowledge. I would have never got that.
It's a road show.
Wow. All right.
That would be
Savannah
fun.
Road show.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, like, I mean, give it up. Like, the parade is not going anywhere. And if your fellow city council members would allow the Boston Police Department to do their job, they could arrest more people.
Correct.
Okay. Right. I got to get off my soapbox.
Oh. You're getting hot over there.
It's reinforced, if you're wondering, stand on it.
The Southie Parade and...
And what?
Greg with the Southie Parade and outdoor dining in the North End.
Oh, woo. I am losing it.
Yeah.
I refuse to pay for Christmas Day NFL football games. I refuse. I want my NFL football for free like it used to be.
I think Curtis had that lead a while ago. He was right. We will be probably paying for the Super Bowl at one point.
That was my lead.
Oh, was that your lead?
Oh, yeah. God. You two are...
All right, Lee, that was a good one because you might be spot on. We will be.
You don't think
we need to give Greg Hill more credit around here?
yeah, we'll be paying for the Super Bowl.
You don't think you're going to pay for the Super Bowl at some point?
I would be shocked.
Which honestly, that would mean there were no ads.
Uh-huh.
Oh, but they'll still run ads.
Oh, what are you talking about?
It's the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, there are people who love the Super Bowl ads, I guess, so that'll probably never go away. But.
Seeing that that was your baby and you birthed that lead, is it possible that we see the NFL basically sell the Super Bowl to a streaming service every year to the highest bidder?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's what that was my lead this morning, if you weren't listening, is that they are now auctioning off the two Christmas Day NFL games.
Mm-hmm.
To the highest bidder, and bidding starts at $50 million. Wow. So it'll be Peacock or Amazon or you know, whatever.
Think about how much money they could get if they bid for the Super Bowl.
This is a way that Court TV could get back in the game.
Bid off the cases?
You brought them up yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, that's still out there. They bid off, like, which cases they want to be on television.
Well, I'm worried.
Maybe Odyssey. Why doesn't Odyssey buy a couple games?
Good idea.
Well, the changes are coming.
I'm worried about Court TV because Karen Reed, I believe the trial starts April 16th.
Yes.
Brian Koberg. Brian Koberger, April 17th.
Oh, boy. What are you going
to
do?
I got to split my time.
You're going to have a split screen.
Whatever happened to picture in picture?
Oh, you know, you know what they'll do? They'll put it on Court TV Plus.
Oh, okay. All right,
we're way behind. We'll be right back with today's news.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Completely off the rails over here, so we got to get right to today's news with Courtney.
Well, a 71-year-old woman from Dorchester was rushed to the hospital with serious injuries after she was pinned under a car in the Whole Foods parking lot yesterday in Dedham. Hit, pinned under. They said that she was transported to the hospital, serious injuries, but that's the only update we've gotten. Here's Dawn Frazier, who saw it all happen, speaking with Boston 25.
To see a hand of someone who probably came here to get groceries or something laying still. Could have been me, you know, could have been my mom. It's terrifying.
Jeez.
So sad.
What, the person driving didn't see her or something?
The Whole Foods parking lot is very confusing. They have a bunch of people at all Whole Foods. They, like, pack so many spots into their lots.
Yeah.
And they have people that will tell you to the traffic where to go.
Oh, really?
I've gotten into an accident in the Whole Foods parking lot.
Really?
It's just, it's a crazy place, so...
Did not know that.
Keep your head on a swivel.
You inform Santo of that incident?
Of getting in a car accident?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. This was years ago.
I want you keeping things like that from him.
No, I would never.
Okay. What?
You think I'm not going to take a, you know, oh, are you okay?
Did you blame
the
it
sympathy?
On some, did you blame it on somebody else?
No. Both of us were backing out at the same time.
Oh, boy.
Bumped bumpers.
Did you turn around or were you just looking in the rear view?
I was looking in the rear view.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you got to do the full turn.
The other person had an expired license, though.
Oh.
Or not expired, suspended license.
Oh, boy.
So they did not want to
exchange information.
They just want to send you a check.
Right. Correct.
Yeah.
No damage. It was fine. Anyway, thank goodness the Brighton Lurker has been arrested.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Our national nightmare is over. Francis Gomez being held on $5,000 cash bail after he was arrested on Wednesday night. Gomez has a history of breaking and entering and trespassing. Now, we've talked about this lurker quite a bit. There's a lot of off-campus houses for BC students where women were saying that a lurker was peeking through windows.
Dale here.
Oh.
Time.
It was Dale's birthday yesterday, Shime. The disrespect.
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't do anything.
No. Yeah.
Very rude. Okay. Here's one resident, Helen Driscoll on BZ.
I don't even still understand how he got in or for how long he was even in here. He just wanted to, like, be in our house, in our residence, while we were there sleeping. And that's just something that I don't think I can ever understand.
Terrible.
Very strange. Creep central.
That is creep central. Right,
lock the guy up.
Yep. Yeah. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for crypto fraud.
Oof.
And he has to pay $11 billion back in restitution.
Damn.
I just want to know if the political party that he enriched over the years with his ill-begotten gains will be returned.
If they're going to pay that money back?
I mean, it's just an amazing story. If you ever want to crystallize how things are biased in our media, if this were the other way, It would be the lead story on every news network about the political, the politicians that received money from this guy.
Yeah.
But instead we talk about Tom Brady. But anyway, the guy should rot in jail.
25 years.
Yeah.
Now, his mommy was there yesterday during the sentencing, saying that he should not be sentenced to that long in jail because he has several anxiety issues.
Anxieties and his tummy hurts if he eats gluten.
Yeah.
I would argue then lock him up longer.
Like, right. I don't think he's celiac. I think he's just gluten-free.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
He is definitely going to have to hire Johnny Bott's company to help him with his transition in jail. I'm serious. He's going to have to learn the ins and outs.
Have you ever met a free plug that you didn't like?
No, but he has to learn the ins and outs of Jill.
Yeah.
Can I make a bet here? I don't think they'll take it at MGM. I would say over under at 12 of actual years in jail.
Ooh, Shohei.
No. Before he kills himself?
No. That he will be let out after. His parents are very influential people.
Yeah, but he's got 20. You said he got 25 years and it's fair time?
I don't know. I guess.
Yeah. He's doing. He'll be out in about 21 years. You got to do 85%. He'll get out early.
Yeah, good. Oof. He should be locked up for a long time. All right. We'll take a break. We'll get to the rest of the news with Courtney coming up next, including an unfortunate case of drive-through rage, which led to violence in New Hampshire.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.